This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Sabrina, for the news. Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It's just after 12 o'clock on this Monday, the 6th of May. My name is Rich Bradbury, and I'm in the studio with...
Frida Liu.
And Jeff Sandu.
Nixon is what we'll be talking about today. The idea of the art of doing nothing. It's a term coined by the Dutch. So we're going to be asking you throughout the show, when was the last time you literally did nothing? But to use Frida's phrase, which she's fond of using, mindfully did nothing, where you decided to do nothing and just sit and stare out of the window, or, you know, just sit quietly for 10 or 15 minutes while you ruminate on some idea, or just, you know, go through... nothing. That wonderful moment of blankness. Jeff, when was the last time you did that?
I'm doing it as we speak.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I thought you looked as though you tuned out for a second. What about you, Frida? You're going to go the same way, aren't you? Thank you. And that's the end of the show for today. But no, I mean, it's one of those things that we often forget about, right? Just doing nothing, because we're so distracted all the time. Have you caught up on your Netflix yet? Have you caught up on your Game of Thrones yet? Don't answer that. Have you checked your phone in the last 5 minutes? What book are you reading? You know, who's on the phone right now? All of these things have become such a distraction that we've forgotten to do that thing where we just sit and do nothing. You know, the idea of boredom is... for us nowadays, something that we can't be bored. We're not allowed to be bored. You're not allowed to be lonely anymore, you know, because somebody's always at the end of your phone. These are part and parcel of what used to make us human beings, and now those things have disappeared. So that's what we're going to be chatting about today. Let us know, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter and Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. The next story will be about how Instagram has a counterfeit fashion problem, something we'll be discussing in depth a little bit later, and then wrapping up with how traders and residents are left hanging by the DBKL management. Mm-hmm. Great story to start off Ramadan with. But anyway, let's get on with this idea of Nixon, Frida.
So is it the case for doing nothing, written by this lady, Olga Mekking. I'm sure that's how it's pronounced. I'll make it up. A Dutch lady. So, and that's a very interesting question, right? When you ask, like, what did we do over the weekend, right? And running from place to place and laboring over long to-do lists have increasingly become ways to communicate status.
Right.
I think that's the where it stems from, right? I'm so busy because I'm just so important.
I'm so popular.
Right? What did our colleague Charlie Peters would say? LLB.
Yes.
Look like busy.
Yes.
Look like...
LLB.
Okay. Right, so, and perhaps it's time to stop all these busyness. Being busy, even if we are busy, is really the status indicator. We come to believe it is. The impact is real. You know, we talk about burnout, anxiety disorders, stress-related diseases, and all that sort of thing, right? So this whole thing about Nixon is difficult to define what doing nothing is, because we're always doing something, even when we're asleep. Think about it, right?
Yeah,
we're even dreaming when we're asleep. So the idea of Nixon is to take conscious, considered time and energy to do activities like gazing out a window or sitting motionless, and the less enlightened might call such activities lazy or wasteful. And I can imagine, you know, growing up in school, a lot of kids, right, who would just sit by the window and stare at the window, right? And you think they're not paying attention. But maybe that's their way of learning.
Focusing,
right? Focusing.
I got told off all the time. Can you stop staring out of that window? And for me, it was one of those things. It really had an impact on me, you know, because that when somebody would say something to me in class, that moment of staring out the window was like 30, 40 seconds of absorption. That's what I used it as.
Right. And I think I have sort of like learned some things as well. I'd love to hear from people like with they've managed to do some of this and how it has helped them in areas of their life, right? So so this is what they say. Fans are taking regular breaks throughout the day. A study after study shows that feeling drowsy, exhausted, otherwise mentally depleted during the workday drastically hinders performance and productivity. So whether at home or work, permission granted to spend the afternoon just hanging out. Okay, why we need it in our lives, right? So again, our culture does not promote sitting still. You know, we did this story, right, in China, Alibaba, 996, you know, and they like a badge of honor, right?
99 death.
99 death.
What I like to call it.
994C, you know. And so the wide-reaching consequences were over. I mean, and you the impact, right? You may not see it now, but 10, 20 years, right? This all makes a difference. So here's Miss Mann's research here. It has found that daydreaming, literally literally makes us more creative, better at problem solving, better at coming up with creative ideas. And I know there's moments like when we're in the toilet not thinking, when we're having the shower,
that's when
right?
the great idea comes. Or when you're stuck in a traffic jam,
right?
And you're just staring blankly of a sea of red lights, of brake lights, and then you just suddenly go like,
see?
I thought an idea. I've got a new promo. I've got this idea for this show and stuff like that.
It's not when you're staring at the laptop. It's always when you're doing something else, right? Mm-hmm. So let the mind search for its own stimulation. That's when you get the daydreaming mind, and that's when you're even more likely to get the creativity juices going on. So idleness can be a great productivity tool, because if our energy is totally short, our productivity is not going to be a good, because we're not going to have fuel to burn with which to be productivity. So they've got a couple of ideas here on what you can do and to get into that mood. I think like one of the things, like for me, it's really like little small breaks that I take every day. I'll do certain things, right? I'll go for this sauna that I do, and it's for health. And I know that in the sauna I can't bring my phone. You're not allowed to bring your phone. So then you just sit there, and then like, okay,
you just have to stare out at the greenery.
There's no greenery. You're just staring at the box, but you're just like, okay, I can't do anything. I'll bring a magazine if I want to, but if not, you know. So it says a couple of things you can do is resist the culture of busyness, right? That's one of the things. I think that's also, we be unapologetic about taking breaks or holidays. You know I am. And we start to feel guilty about being seen as lazy. Think of Nixon, not society laziness, but it's an important life skill, right? What do you live for?
It's funny you say that, because I'm currently working on a project, and communication was backwards and forwards, and then I needed some information, and this person messaged me at just after midnight on Friday night, and I'm like, I'm sorry, but can we take this until tomorrow and pick it up during work hours? Because after midnight, one, you're supposed to be sleeping.
Yes.
But I was just taking that time to just kind of let my mind wander and do things, and all of a sudden, ding, ding. I'm like, who is this right now? And it just takes you out of that moment, you know? And you can't be busy all the time and be productive. You cannot.
Right. I mean, little things. I know like a lot of you would have your WhatsApp on your laptop. I've chosen not to do that.
Right.
Because otherwise it'll just be constant, right? So it's only when I look at my phone, which is a lot of times already as it is, right?
Yeah.
So I just don't want to have it around me all the time. Another thing is to also manage your expectations, right? Learning takes time. Just like exercise, it feels uncomfortable at first. It might take practice, but you might get sore, but after a while you'll say to yourself, this is fantastic. And I know it is fantastic. Reorganize your environment if it needs to. Right, if you're at home, make it a Nixon-friendly area. Add a soft couch, a comfy armchair, a few cushions, so just a blanket, right? To me, I think music would be great, though, you know? So if you're able to do that, think outside the box. If you can't sit still in your home workplace, go to the park or book a relaxing day at the spa. That's the thing I kind of do. She suggests experimenting different lifestyles to find the right one for you. For example, this guy, Mr. Bailey, he lived like a slob for a week and learned that it's important to let the air out of the tires once in a while, right? So if you're still uncomfortable with the idea of doing nothing, there are little things as well, like kinetic sand, bounding balls, or marble runs. I don't know what these are, but I've seen how these can be de-stressors as well.
You could do it in the shower, bathtubs, if you have a bathtub, or if you travel and you know, understandably, when you travel, you want to do a lot of things. Whether it's a beach holiday, you may think, a beach holiday is where I get to, you know, be disconnected. But technically, you aren't doing nothing when you're on a beach holiday, because you're trying to enjoy the activities that you're going to be doing, whether it's scuba diving and all these kind of things, right? But when you go back to your hotel room, most likely you would have a bathtub, and that is that you take that 5 to 10 minutes of doing absolutely nothing.
See, that's where you and I are different. When I go on holiday, for the most part, I'll go with people who want to go and do the activities, and I'll just be like going, they go, you want to go scuba diving? Nah. You want to go visit this island?
Yeah,
nah.
But I mean,
I want to do when I'm
24
there
hours to do
is just literally switch off.
And I think this is the thing that we're, you know, growing up, was quite a novel idea. You see these Europeans coming over and they'll spend 2 weeks and they're just on the swing, the pool, by the pool for two weeks, right? Because I know you don't get enough sun. That's one thing.
That's one thing.
But I think that was also something that was very conscious of, wow, how did they do that for 2 weeks without doing nothing?
Right.
So very difficult at first. But just I remembered going to a holiday recently, and I remember it was 4 days. I arrived. 1 day, 4 days, 2 days of nothing, 1 day of intense visiting the islands, and 1 day just before we left of doing nothing again. And it's the art of doing nothing. And it was great.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
We need to take a very short break. When we come back.
We're asking people
yes.
on a Monday
This is what I said.
To do nothing.
Correct. We had Jeevan in.
I love how
Jeevan in earlier on.
This show is going
to be. And I was like, before Jeevan starts telling you what you need to be doing, I'm going to be telling you what you don't need to be doing. So that was nice.
Do nothing.
Do nothing. So the question for today is, you know, when was the last time you literally did nothing? When you sat, you stared out of a window, and you just, you know, you didn't really focus. You let your mind wander. We've spoken so much about how busy you are, how much you need to be on Instagram and WhatsApp, all of these kind of things. When was the last time you switched off? 0187 89 8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. Music coming up from MGMT. Your life is a lie.
Bloggers for Malaysia. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu
and Jeff Sandu.
Today we are talking about Nixon. Nixon, if you don't know, is a Dutch term that literally means kind of, well, doing nothing. Just daydreaming, just sitting still quietly and letting that thoughts or those thoughts kind of, you know, absorb into your brain. We are asking you, when was the last time you kind of, you know, really did nothing, I guess.
And just, how it helped you.
And how it helped you, yeah. Feedback, 0187898899 on WhatsApp, Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio.
I'm just looking at the Twitter thing with this girl in the pool with a hat, and I was like, is that me?
No. No.
You know what, Rich? I think all the advices we're giving people so far has been really working well, especially the people who are on Twitter, because they're doing absolutely
nothing right now.
Absolutely nothing. Although one person did comment in and say that it's a great way to start Monday, doing nothing.
Right.
Hashtag sarcasm.
I think they're probably spending time away from social media, because I know there's Game of Thrones spoilers all over the place. So completely understand, folks. But over on Insta Story, Mal Gets Fit has said she's just started meditation, doing air quotes, nothing for 10 minutes every day has helped me to focus and de-stress. F. Pat Hong has said, yesterday night I should be sleeping, but I couldn't. So I stared into the abyss doing nothing.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, there's moments when you do that. You've had that super stressful day, or you've had that really busy weekend, and your brain is kind of, oh, Monday's coming. I know you love your Mondays, Frida, but, you know, the rest of us...
The rest of us
human beings don't.
Because I make an effort to relax and do, you know, so that's why I enjoy Mondays, because I feel I'm well-rested.
Right, okay. You
know? It's also one of the reasons why I like to stay in a high-rise apartment and to have a balcony to be able to just stand out of the balcony and just, you know, just look at the night sky.
See, I miss that. Yeah.
So, like, you know, living in a landed property is a little bit difficult unless you have maybe like a 2-story house and you could have like a small balcony, but then you don't get really a view. So I live in an apartment. I've been living in an apartment for God knows how long, and my next place is going to be another apartment, and it's just going higher and higher. My first apartment was on the 3rd story, and then I moved to another apartment that was on the 12th story. Now I live on the 15th floor. My next apartment is going to be on the 32nd floor.
Wow.
So I'm just going higher and higher simply because I just love the view.
You literally are going up in life, Jeff.
Yeah.
That's a nice way of putting it on a Monday.
But yeah, I mean, you were just mentioning earlier on, Frida, about how Europeans just spend time on the beach for 2 weeks doing nothing, right? And I think I can shed some light on that, maybe. My dad works 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, for most of his life. And I think the idea of him kind of going on holiday and going, let's go shopping, let's go cycling, was anathema to him. He'd just be like, I've been doing work every day for 7 days, and all I want to do is just sit on that beach and just listen to the waves and drink my tasty beverage and enjoy the 2 weeks that I've got once per year.
And I get it now. You know what I mean? The older I get, I get it now, why you just need to go away. I mean, just read my recent holiday to Phuket. And I had no expectations. There were people that I've never been on holiday with. And it was just like, you know, I've said what I needed to say. There were a couple of things, and then I just felt at ease and no expectations. And it was just like, you know, what do you want to do? Yeah, whatever.
Whatever,
You know, and it was one of the best holidays I had because it was like, whatever.
Free flow,
I had the same kind of experience as well. Like last year, you know, I was going through so many things, family issues, lost my brother, and there's so many things that's going on with work and stuff. So I had the opportunity to go to Sweden for a Volvo conference, and then I extended my trip and decided to went up north. And what I did was I just opened Google Maps, and I was like, right, so I'll be sent over to Gothenburg, which is the south of Sweden. Let's just see how far far up north I could go. So I went up Google Maps, scrolled all the way to the top, found a small town, Abisko, and literally did nothing for 4 days because there's absolutely nothing to do. There's a population of about 20 people there.
And you had internet access still.
I had internet access still, yeah. But it had this phenomenon called the midnight sun where the sun doesn't set.
Right.
So you feel like it's the afternoon no matter what point of time of the day is. And yeah, it was just doing...
Scary too as well, right?
Scary, just, yeah. Like, but I made it a habit because I couldn't get lost in that small town. There was a mountain up that I could hike and I left my phone down because the mountain trail is just easy and there were people there and that's what I did. Just went up and just did absolutely nothing.
I did a similar thing but without the midnight sun. When I went over to the east coast of Malaysia a couple of years ago, you know when you do those things where you just want to take off without really much of a plan, I thought, right, I'll go to the east coast and then I'll head north and see how far around I can get in the time that I had. And it was joyous because I didn't have much of a plan. It was like, right, all I want to do is make sure I hit this place, and this place on my way around. That's it. And just kind of getting on a bus and not knowing anybody and kind of making friends as you go around and just taking that time to slow things down and kind of see things as opposed to getting in a taxi, go from A to B to C to D, getting on an MRT and doing all of that stuff where your brain is constantly buzzing. Mm. You just sit on a bus and you know what should take you an hour will probably take you 11.
Yeah.
But you just...
How many times have we like gone to bed and before we sleep, we're just thinking about tomorrow?
All the time.
What we're doing tomorrow.
All the time.
And like, you're doing nothing, but your mind is running at a million miles per hour and next thing you know, it's sun's rising.
Right. And you shouldn't be doing that, you know?
No, like,
right.
No.
You should... I mean... Mal Gets Fit was just talking about meditation, and that was something I wanted to talk about now. You know, briefly, is that I know a lot of people who do this, and I've tried it myself, and my brain, for whatever reason, doesn't allow me to do it properly because I'm not focused enough, is that the right term, or unfocused enough, whatever it is, to be able to do it. You know, I'm constantly having these... But I like the idea of just drifting off every now and again. People are like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm just, you know, letting myself go.
We do also have a problem in trying to breathe the right way because it's just, you know, your daily life is just so hectic. But most of the time when you look at like, you know, meditating or how the art of doing nothing, what can you do? And a lot of them, they talk about breathing and how to actually breathe right.
The diaphragm, yeah.
And we don't do it, to be honest with you, we don't. And it's actually... It's a health kind of issue, right? When you breathe right, your mind and your body kind of, you know, goes better.
And you know, we forget, right? We're human beings, not human doings.
Oh,
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's been said before, but it's just like, you know, we forget that, right? We're just being. And we're just doing things all the time.
So if you're only just joining us, we haven't started some kind of hippie cult. We're talking about the idea of Nixon.
Subscribe.
Subscribe. Like, this is the art of kind of doing nothing, or maybe doing nothing with a purpose, I guess. You know, staring out of the window, spending some time just kind of relaxing and not necessarily having too much time to think about things. Jeff.
Yeah, so we have one tweet that came in, and I think it's kind of like, you know, what we've all been saying. Maven Fu says he thinks that all of us are too stressed out, so doing nothing is actually good for the soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when was the last time you did something that's good for your soul, right?
I had a pretty good massage last night. That was good.
You
for
see,
my soul.
That's really good, right? So, you know, you really take time to just stay away and for that, 1 hour, two hours, or whatever the massage is, right? And that just... absolutely into a bliss.
You have no choice but to switch off and listen to the music that they provide.
Yeah, but like sometimes it can be annoying in the sense like maybe your masseuse is going on a little bit too hard and then you don't feel relaxed. You feel it's painful now.
Your head has been squished through the hole.
And then the pillow that you're lying on, it's like, you know, pressing on your cheekbones. And then when you get up, you have like this sort of weird Cinco de Mayo mask that you wear. And, you know, it's just one of those weird kind of things. It's not always relaxing. That's what I'm trying to say. I know we're drifting shifting away from a topic, but massage isn't always relaxing, all right?
Swimming. That's the other thing.
Yes.
Okay, let's
diving.
Let's bring it back. Let's bring it back a little bit. Okay. How could this, the idea of Nixon, how could it make us more productive? I mean, we say it is. It helps you more productive. But how would it make, you know, either of you two more productive? When you've had that moment of bliss, you've had your 5-10 minutes or whatever, how do you feel?
Well, honestly, I just feel whatever work that I normally do, I do it a lot more faster.
Yeah, me too.
Than if I was to do on a sprint, right? If I had 1 week of just absolute madness, I feel like I'm tiring out and I don't have the creative juice, like what Frida mentioned, right? I struggle with it. Mm. But when I do have that, even just 10 minutes, and then I continue back my work, it's wow. It's
right. Same with you.
Yeah, it's just that just that little bit, and then after that, I just things happen very quickly, da, 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 and I'm very focused, and it gets done.
Because I have noticed
clarity of mind.
When I was younger, what I would do is kind of not wait until the last minute, but you know, I'd kind of put things off, and then I'd have that huge burst of adrenaline to get things done. So you kind of bottled it and then you just go boom, and it's done and you feel great. Mm. But up until that point of you doing it, you've got stress, you've got anxiety, you're almost burning yourself out. And then it's just like a vomit of work. And then when you've done it, you kind of look back and you've gone, I could have done that better.
You know, sometimes people say that's procrastinating. As
exactly.
Well, like, but like, I was just thinking, like, a really good example, and I don't know if this is true, but I have a feeling that F1 drivers probably do this when they do take a pit stop for like 4 to 8 seconds, and when they stop in the pits, they probably do absolutely nothing for that 4 seconds. And again, they're superhumans, these F1 drivers. So, you know, when they're on race for like the first 30 minutes, they're just 1,000% focused on their job. Mm. And when they get into the pit, they have 4 seconds that they literally can't do anything. Mm. And maybe that's the time when they recharge themselves. So do pit stops for your own mind.
Okay. Good idea.
Just one thing from the article as well. This is from Manfred Katz de Vries, who is a professor of leadership development organizational change at INSEAD in Paris. Says, prioritize the things that are important to you and the things that bring you pleasure, and outsource everything else when possible. So focusing on truly relevant parts of life can help you build free time and schedule. And, you know, that's one thing I always talk about, right? I outsource my dinner. I get my dinner catered. I get someone to come and clean my house. I get somebody to send my son back and forth from school. These are non-effective things for me, right? Mm. Because it looks busy if I go out and pick him up and send him, right? And then it's stressing me out. Why should I do? What can I outsource? I outsource it out.
There you go. 018-789-8899 is the number to get us if you want a WhatsApp. You can get us on Twitter and Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We're talking about the case for doing nothing. Nixon. We're back in a few minutes with our next story, how Instagram has a counterfeit fashion problem. Up first, though, a little bit of Elvis Costello with Welcome to the Working Week. Don't go anywhere. You listen to Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.